It's 7 a.m. and pitch black. 18-year-old Carl Frederick Valverius is trudging along icy streets to school in Umeå, 400 kilometres south of the Arctic Circle.
You feel tired, and it doesn't feel like it's 7 in the morning, it feels like it's 12 in the middle of the night. You just want to skip school and stay in bed.
Carl Frederick is struggling with the darkness because the lack of sunlight throws the body off balance. It causes the brain to produce an excess of a hormone called melatonin, which makes people sluggish and sleepy.
You want to do your best in school and be a good student, but at the same time, you don't feel like you have the energy.
As Carl Frederick closes his locker, his 18-year-old classmate, Viola Asbaghi, is just exiting the gloom.
Of course I'm tired because it's dark when I wake up, when I go to school and when I come home from school, so I never see the light. I think that it's harder to concentrate in school and be able to understand what the teacher is saying. Trying to pay attention is very hard.
It might affect the adaptation,
right.
But this is also a lot more of a test. Then, so see if you can reduce it a little bit.
I'm in classroom C151 of the Dragon School in Umeå. It's 9:15 in the morning, and I'm having to whisper because the students are undertaking an English exam, and outside it's still pretty dark. But inside this classroom, it's really bright indeed. This room has got full-spectrum lighting that replicates the brighter, whiter light of natural daylight. The theory is that it suppresses melatonin and tells the brain it's time to wake up, which should increase alertness, improve memory, and also perhaps lift everyone's mood.
It's nice. It is very bright, and it makes me feel rejuvenated, I guess.
How's the exam going?
It's going fine. I'm feeling a bit more alert and focused, but it also hurts my eyes a bit. Like, it stings a bit in my eyes for some reason. You get used to it after some time.
But you feel sharper?
Yeah, I feel sharper. Yeah, more able to focus and to think.
So the test will close in about 20 minutes. Make sure that you have time to read through your text before you hand it in.
English teacher Carolina Claren.
What sort of difference have you noticed in your pupils since this experiment has begun?
They might be able to focus better in this classroom. But on the other hand, it's really difficult to say because I think they are good at focusing anywhere. But some of the sleepy ones might be better at focusing in this classroom, actually.
Although this school isn't being monitored by scientists, previous studies have shown that exposure to bright light has a marked effect on how alert we feel. Not everyone in Swedish medical circles is enamoured with light therapy. Some are downright disdainful of its application in treating the depressive effects of the long winters, commonly known as SAD. Clinics have closed down in northern Sweden amid criticism that light therapy should be treated with the same scepticism as homeopathy and alternative medicine. But in the south of Sweden, where the days are still dark but not as bleak as in the north, light therapy has its champions. I'm driving from my home in Copenhagen across the Øresund Bridge, which joins Denmark and Sweden, to meet some of its most ardent advocates.
If you are healthy, you need 20 minutes light every day in order to adjust your biological rhythms to 24-hour cycle as long as we are living on this earth.
But Barbara Penza, a senior consultant psychiatrist at Skåne University Hospital, warns that too much bright light can disturb the circadian rhythms that tell us if it's night or day.
But if you get light in the late afternoon or evenings, then you are shifting your biological rhythms to the other direction, which is pathological, and that's going to cause you problems.
So what's needed is a more personalized approach. American researchers at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute are developing a device called a daisy meter, which measures a person's light exposure during the day. It'll then automatically adjust lighting at home to compensate. They're now working with Professor Torbjörn Leiker at Lund University in Sweden on a wider project known as Healthy Homes.
We are investigating if it's possible to use the new technology where you actually could gather the amount of radiation that people are getting during the day, putting this into algorithms, and then in the home make an arrangement with the lighting solutions.
Professor Leica will be involved with testing the system's effectiveness in Sweden.
We anticipate that this will make it easier for people, especially people working within shift work, to have better lighting solutions in their home, but also people who have problems coming up in the morning during the dark period, because we know that in those countries far from the equator, such as Sweden, we have a need for light, especially in the morning.
So what hope of relief is there for these commuters at a railway station as the short Swedish day rapidly gives way to night? Researchers hope to kit out the first experimental home in 2 years' time, but widespread applications could take a decade. Until then, northerners will have to struggle on and grab light where and when they can.